When Jesse Walters goes on the street and asks basic questions of civics, just like Jay Leno did years ago, the answers are shocking. The ignorance is appalling. For example, questions like, when we celebrate the 4th of July, what are we actually celebrating? From whom did we declare independence? And then you hear the answers, Germany? The North? The South? But often, this is the next generation. And by the way, these people vote. This is the future of the nation. Dr. Jeff Myers is an evangelical leader and author who runs Summit Ministries in Colorado, which is dedicated to helping young people develop a fully orbed Christian world and life view. Dr. Jeff Myers of Summit joins us now to discuss the issue of transmitting our values and history to the next generation. And there's a new study out that his organization is on top of that I think is quite eye-opening. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. We welcome back Dr. Jeff Myers. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure, Jerry. It is fun to talk with you about these topics, and especially when we can focus on where we are with this rising generation. You know, they're only a small part of the population, but they're 100% of the future.
Wow. That's scary. That's really scary. Wait, by the way, I know you're going to talk about a poll in just a moment, but I think I saw a poll where it said something like only 16% of Generation Z or XYZ or whatever it was, the young people, the really young people, only 16% are proud to be an American or, you know, grateful to be an American. Well, that's not very encouraging. But tell us about some new study you have related to critical race theory. And what is that?
Well, Jerry, the polls we do at Summit Ministries are not the core of our ministry. I should mention that right up front. We're, as you mentioned, focused on preparing this rising generation to embrace God's truth and champion a biblical worldview. And we do that through 2-week-long programs in our headquarters in Manitou Springs, Colorado, and also in Lookout Mountain, Georgia. So we're getting 16 to 22-year-olds into these programs. But we want to know before they arrive, what are they likely thinking? What's going on? What is the pulse of the culture? So we ask all kinds of questions, everything about biblical values to prayer to critical race theory to transgender, all these different topics. And what we found out this last month is interesting, that Americans recognize that we are divided. In fact, some 80% in one of our polls said they do not believe that it's possible to heal the divisions. People are really discouraged. 55% of young adults say they believe that truth is up to the individual. The truth is not something that can be known. And now we find with the results on this transgender poll and the critical race theory poll, that Americans are solidly against things that they think would divide us. So almost 70% of Americans more than 70% of the Americans who had an opinion on the issue said they believe the transgender agenda has gone too far by targeting minors for medical procedures.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yes.
The poll figures that you're talking about right there, you're talking about adults or Americans at large. You're not talking about a specific group of young people, the ones that you're going to be training in your summit programs.
That's right. Yeah. So anytime you look at Americans at large, so say 70% of Americans say they believe the transgender movement has gone too far, you can just take 20 percentage points off of that and you will see what young adults believe. So they're way more liberal, more progressive, less convinced that there is such a thing as truth than older generations. You can literally track it by age demographic. I know some people say the generation, you know, talking about generations, that's not really real, but it is. If you segment young adults and say, we're going to look at 18 to 29 year olds, and then we're going to look at 30 to 39 year olds and so forth, you will see a significant drop by generation from those who believe that there is such a thing as truth and that it applies to issues like transgender or critical race theory. But it is important to know 2/3 of Americans 69% who have an opinion say they believe that critical race theory curriculum that teaches that white culture is inherently evil is divisive, that it actually further divides ethnic groups, further divides races, especially when it comes to American youth. So 2 out of 3 voters believe that. The question is, why are these courses still continuing? Why is the divisive nature of it still dividing us when most Americans don't think that we're heading in the right direction? And I think I have some insights into that, but that's quite an issue.
Go ahead and share your insights. Define or just flesh out a little bit more. What do we mean by critical race theory? We hear it all the time as a phrase nowadays, but can you spell it out?
Well, critical race theory developed in the academic realm as part of an overarching approach to social issues called critical theory. It didn't necessarily begin with race. In fact, I think the original work on this was done in regard to women's rights. And the theory was that America is a patriarchal, male-dominated, white, oppressive nation, and it's oppressive to minorities and to women. That was the original thinking. So we have to change away from things like trying to apply the Constitution and focus instead on what groups are marginalized and then lifting up those marginalized groups. So the goal sort of became over time, let's find the most marginalized possible group and make sure that everything about rights is oriented around that theoretical person. Now, with the way that applied to what we call critical race theory is the developing of curriculum to teach children that America is inherently racist, that our founding was inherently racist, that the founders of the United States founded the nation in order to protect their wealth and to be able to own slaves legally. And that is why America was founded. That's the core assumption of critical race theory. So if you're in a class learning about this, you're not necessarily going to learn, slavery is bad, and here is what America did to try to stop slavery. Here's what went right. Here's what went wrong. What you're going to hear is anybody who is white is automatically racist. Now, there's only one thing as far as educational curricula would be concerned that has ever been shown to unify people across racial boundaries. And that is when children are put together in work groups to solve problems, and those work groups involve people across races. So they work on, they work as a team to solve maybe a math problem or a science problem or something like that. That's the only thing that has ever been shown to unify children across racial boundaries. This approach of critical race theory further divides. In the name of creating unity, it actually further divides. And it seems like Americans have picked up on this.
So I've got a question for you. William Wilberforce was white. Was he a racist?
William Wilberforce, he's British, so he doesn't count as far as the American curriculum is concerned.
All right. So was Abraham Lincoln a racist?
Abraham Lincoln was a racist, yes, curriculum.
Well, yeah. I did not know that. Okay, now I've learned everything. Yeah. This is just astounding. And these people vote. It's scary.
Right, yes. Well, there's something that we need to be focused on. And, people have said all politics is local. And there's a sense in which we have forgotten that. If you watch news channels, the focus is always on Congress or the national political races or who's going to run for president or what do the president's poll numbers say. While all of the decisions that really affect our children's lives day to day are being made at the city council and the school board level. So it's important for Americans to understand that that's what's happening. We should be attending school board meetings instead of watching hours and hours of Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, even Newsmax, which is, one of the few channels out there that is actually open to biblical values, people who have biblical values coming on and giving their views. But it is local. We've got to pay attention to what's happening locally. We've got to be able to find the curriculum that's used to teach children about race, and it can be significant, important. And we've got to see, is this being done in a way that further unites children across racial boundaries, or does it further divide them? Obviously, calling one group of people based on the color of their skin automatically racist is divisive. Americans see this, but Americans don't understand how far left and focused on progressivism the school teachers unions have become. They want, apparently, further division because they're promoting curriculum they know will divide, and they're avoiding curriculum that they know will unite.
So how do we deal with this? I mean, this is very disturbing. And by the way, you wrote a book that came out within the last year called Truth Changes Everything. And I think that's kind of there's been a sea change in the culture where so many people believe the opposite, that truth is relative. But the idea that truth is real, it's really out there, and Jesus is the truth, that changes everything. So one of the things is we need to get more people saved, and then we need to get them to be thinking in biblical ways.
No question. And Jerry, you've written about this for a long, long time in the books that you've done and the articles and in the interviews that you've done. You've talked about this. It is important that Christians learn to have their minds transformed by Christ, not just to feel differently about Jesus, but to think from a biblical perspective in everything they do. C.S. Lewis said, "I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." That's what we need to get to. And then we need courage. The reason we don't see people who have traditional values having more of an impact, even though in our polls they're consistently 65 to 75% of the population, and when we ask, they say, "Well, I believe this, but I don't say anything. I don't say anything." And they usually give us one of three reasons. Number one, I'm afraid of being canceled. Number two, I don't want to offend. Number three, I don't know what to say. Well, that third one we can do something about. The second one, whether people are going to be courageous, that just remains to be seen. Nations that fail in courage fail in every other way very shortly afterward.
So at Summit Ministries, you work with young people to try to get them to think Christianly. So tell us a little bit about your efforts to transmit, pass on our heritage, our history, our values, et cetera, for the next generation.
Well, at Summit Ministries, if a student comes to one of our two-week programs, the first thing they'll realize is we believe that the Bible speaks to every issue. We teach students how to understand the Bible, understand its overall flow, and how to properly interpret it. Because just because you can grab a Bible verse on one thing or another doesn't mean that you've got the correct position. So how do you properly understand, interpret, and apply the Bible? And then we begin applying that to all of the issues of the day, from marriage to sexuality to economics. We talk about different worldviews, and we help them understand a biblical worldview, how we know it's true, and how it applies to everything else. So in specifically related to the kinds of things we're talking about right now, we bring in top Christian thought leaders who can address it. You know, how do you know there is a God? And the professor who is addressing that, we know, is somebody who is smarter and better versed at this than the students' professors in college are going to be. You see why that's so important?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're learning, when I was at Summit and the philosopher who taught me there is one of the top philosophers in the world, I don't have to believe you, Professor X, Y, or Z, when you give your opinions in class and say there's no God, and anybody who believes that is stupid.
We have 45 seconds left, but go on. This is great.
Yeah, that's the whole heart of it right there. You've got to bring in top thought leaders, get them with the students, help the students find answers to their difficult questions. What happens is incredible. Well, 4% of young adults have a biblical worldview in this culture. By the time they leave Summit, 85% do. And it persists because we study them 1 year, 5 years, 10 years out.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, at the end of the day, Christianity stands up to all the questions and all the criticisms, and just like the Bible is the most attacked book in the world, but it still stands up the test of time. 10 seconds.
You still have to defend it. Truth is true, but truth needs a defender. That's why it's important for us to be knowledgeable and courageous in these times. And if you think a Summit student could benefit from this, summit.org will give you all the information you need to sign up.
Dr. Jeff Myers, all the best. Thank you so much.